Continuing our Warren County primary candidates for Warren County Board of Supervisors, this time in District 2 with current Supervisor Mark Snell. And just tell us about yourself and your decision to run for re-election.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to share with people my background. I have lived in the Norwalk area for 15 years and have invested here otherwise. And when we first moved to Norwalk in District 2, there really wasn't a lot of development around our particular property, and now we have a large number of new residents and things that have come to be in our district. I think that's typical of what's going on here. I am a grandfather, and my wife is a retiring school teacher this year. We are both from farm backgrounds, and I have worked extensively in government work otherwise and economic development. We love Warren County, and I look forward to the reason why I'm running again is to make sure that the opportunities that we had to enjoy a quality of life here in Warren County are continued for others that are yet to come.
Well, what qualities do you think you will continue to bring to the board, or that you bring to the board now if you win the primary and then re-election in November?
One of the problems that Warren County faces is a lack of diversity when it comes to property tax collection. We are very dependent on residential property tax, 82% in fact. This is very high compared to most counties, especially those that are in a growth pattern like ours. I am very much pro-economic development and supporting diversification of the property tax base to include a wider variety of commercial and industrial and agricultural developments here in the county. And you're going to see me continue to be very pro infrastructure development, including designation of highways such as the I-435 around Des Moines, which is known locally right now as Highway 5 and Highway 65. That'll be designated, if we're fortunate enough here in the next 2 years, we'll get that designated as Interstate 435. That's just an example of the types of things that I think are important to continue to help grow Warren County, and in particular, impact District 2.
As you, if you again receive the nomination, what would you want to continue to do well that the current board configuration does? And then what would you want to change as the board expands from 3 to 5, whether it's a specific policy or just things you would like to see done in the future?
Well, a continued emphasis on balancing the budget. In other words, if you look at what has been a challenge for the current board that was left over from the prior boards before I started, we had a problem that developed, and that was we didn't build into the costs of operating county government what the new Justice Center would cost. And as a result, that's just part of, I think, a bigger issue that we had, and that was that we didn't figure out how much it was going to cost to add 20 new jailers into the payrolls and the actual cost of the operations of a new facility. All things that we as voters want and need to do the right way. So we have worked this year in particular to get the budgets so that they are balanced. And I would want to continue to have that balanced approach as we go forward with an emphasis on law enforcement and road improvement and development. One of the other problems that we have had, especially in the last couple of years, and really you could say since the COVID time, is the increasing skyrocket costs of gravel. And we've seen for Warren County that cost of putting the same amount, same quantity, same quality of gravel on the road go from $1 million to this next year, we project that to be $2 million. So if you want to identify a couple of things that have been challenges for the board, those are the things that we've had to deal with. But I'm proud to say that this year in particular, we finally got the what I think is getting the balanced budget put in place, and we'll continue to have an emphasis there. I think the new board will have to deal with that issue ongoing, because unless we can continue to grow the overall tax base of the county, there's only another choice, and that is shrink the numbers or the types of services that are available or provided by the county. And I don't think that we want to see that happen here in Warren County. So I think that'll be a challenge for the new board coming up. I think there are some things related to going from 3 to 5 that will be advantageous. There are educational conversations that you need to have through the process. And right now, the only time that you can ever have those conversations is strictly with a one-on-one briefing by somebody, or unless you are doing it in a public setting. Whereas if you're asking a question and you're trying to get some understanding from your colleagues, you know, what they are thinking about that issue, it's all public. And unfortunately, sometimes people misconstrue when you ask a question in that setting, why you're asking the question in the first place. And it may be very, very honest in terms of just wanting to be educated. But sometimes that can be mislabeled and shared otherwise. And I think that with a 5-member board, you can at least have opportunities to interact with your colleagues and be educated on these issues without having to always worry about your comments being misconstrued or your questions being misconstrued. So I think there's some real advantages that way. There will be, I think, a challenge that also comes because the dynamics will change. Basically, I think you'll see the coalition of three, meaning that whatever happens on the board, probably there will be at least 3 people from that 5-member board that will basically be driving that agenda, whereas now we have 2 out of 3. So it's the same type of thing, but it'll be different because you will have this dynamic of conversation that can happen, not always in front of the public. So that would be kind of a negative that I could see also. That's a two-edged sword. You can have the positive side of being educated as, you know, being able to sit and talk with other members of the board, but then you've also got the other side of it, which is decisions and conversations can be made out of the public eye. So I think those are going to be challenges that the public is going to need to watch carefully to call the board out on, frankly, if that gets out of hand.
And finally, if people wanted to learn more about you or contact you or ask any questions, how should they go about doing that?
They're welcome to just call me directly. My contact information is readily available through the Board of Supervisors office today, and they are welcome to go to the website for the county, which is warrencountyiowa.org, I believe is it is. So, they're welcome to contact me through that mechanism, and look forward to their calls and questions.